Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Friday Night Sports Show on Iman FM. I'm your host, Makran. Tonight, as promised, we have a very, very special show for you. In the studio live with me is the current light heavyweight champion of England, Nav.
Light middle, sorry.
I've thrown it. I'm out of it today. Thank you for correcting me already. I think I'm going to be getting some punches thrown straight across this desk. But yeah, live in the studio is Nav Mansouri. Welcome to Iman FM.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me as well.
No, Jazakallah. I mean, I know you probably got a very, very busy schedule at the moment, especially with the fight not less than 3 weeks away now.
Yeah, it's not long left. You know, I'm ready. And just, you know, just sharpening up and just finishing off a lot of bits and bobs that I need doing. That's and get ready for the fight.
That's great to hear. How it's going to work today, Nav, I'm going to let you know, and also the listeners too. First of all, for the first half hour of the show, we're going to be talking exclusive to Nav, finding out about his background, his how he got into boxing, and his career so far to date. After the half hour, we're going to take lines, calls, and we'll open up the studio lines to anyone. If you want to jot them down, it's 0114-2425-200. Or if you want, in the meantime, you can WhatsApp me, and I will read out the question to Nav after half eight. And the number on that is 07-88-55-99-786. So you've got the studio line, you've got the WhatsApp line. Let's get straight into the interview with Nav. So Nav, how did you come into boxing?
Well, you know, I really enjoyed playing football as a 15-year-old, but I had a bit of weight on. I was about 15 stone back then. So,
looking at you now, though, right? Wow! But yeah,
yeah. So I had a bit of weight on, but I was still athletic. You know, I was fit. Just wanted for something for extra fitness. You know, with the football, it's all 100 mile an hour, so. Mm. I had a few of my friends going down to the boxing gym, and they said, oh, you know, you can lose a bit of weight there if you want. Just come and work on the bag and train with us and you can lose weight. So I said, all right, I'll come and give it a go. Mm-hmm. Turned up and took it from then. Really enjoyed it.
Did you not find it daunting, though? You know, as you've said yourself, you know, 15 stone, how 16, 17, how old are you?
Yeah, about 15, 16.
So 15-year-old, 15 stone,
but, yeah,
going
yeah.
there. Did you not find it as though, well, am I in the right place? Or did you just take it, you know, the old saying, duck to water. Did you take it that quickly?
No, I did really enjoy it. Well, as soon as I got there, you know, I had a little bit of mouth on me, so, you know, I got on with everyone straight away, you know, cracking jokes, and I got on well with everybody in the gym, and a few big lads in there, and, you know, I was really curious to get in and, you know, having a little bit of sport with them. Jumped in and got beaten up, but really enjoyed it.
that is really, really good, because, you know, some people, they could take that, you know, you go there first time, you get beaten up and you think to yourself, well, you know what, I don't want that again. But in your eyes, in your perspective, you've taken that as in, you know what, I really want this again. Yeah.
No, it was great fun, you know, like I said, it was great fun to have, you know, cracking jokes with all the guys, and they were quite respectful towards me and I was respected towards them. So, and that itself made me wanting to go back, even when I did got beaten up. And it was all fun after I got beaten up, so I came back again, and I got beaten up again.
Well, so I think the beauty of the sport of boxing itself is, though, do you actually learn anything from winning? You actually probably learn more from losing and getting beaten up than you actually do from winning. Yeah. You can go out and knock someone down in the first round. That's what have you learned?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. No, you're right there. Yeah, you know, 100% what you need is someone beating you, really, to learn and gain something from it. And that's when the side comes where you either want it or you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, since that happened to me, I always wanted it. And I kept going back and made new friends in the gym. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you kind of move over to meet up with different friend group, you know. And they're always positive, they're always wanting to train, not wanting to do the wrong things that all the young kids want to do. And he got interested and more interested and enjoyed outdoor boxing world altogether.
That's great stuff, because again, you've got to enjoy something, no matter how much money or how much is involved. You've got to enjoy what you're doing, and that's absolutely brilliant. My problem with that is, right, so you've been going to the boxing gym, you know, you've been training, you've been looking after yourself, right? How did your parents take it?
Well, at first, my dad was fine with it straight away. Mm-hmm. My mum, she was a bit worried, you know, coming home, I had the bruises on my face or my nose swollen up, and she didn't like it. Uh-huh. What are you doing to yourself? You're supposed to be studying, not boxing, you know. But my dad's side, he was all right with it. Uh-huh. It's kind of tough side, so he just was like, yeah, that's fine, as long as he exercises, because he used to train himself, so he was fine with it.
That's brilliant. And when did you then, you know, as a boxer or as a young lad going to this boxing, when did you think, you know what, this is something I want to do, you know, long term, and this is, I actually want to get into boxing in terms of become a boxer? When did that happen?
Well, you know, as time went, I really enjoyed myself more and more and more, and sparring got better, I improved more, you know, and I got offered a fight as an amateur. I said, oh, really? I could have a fight. He says, yeah, you jump in and have a go. So I thought, I'll give it a go as well. Got in, and I really enjoyed fighting, even in front of a crowd as well, you know, because it's totally different fighting in front of a crowd than it is in the gym. And I got there, and, you know, your nerves kick in and everything, and I literally, he gave me a buzz. And getting in after the fight, first fight I can remember, smoking was allowed in Billy. I couldn't even breathe at the start.
Wow.
he were a pub, so it was really cloudy. You couldn't even hardly see your opponent. Uh-huh. With the smoke, amount of smoke there. But I really enjoyed the experience, you know, and I thought, yeah, I'll give it a go again. I won my first fight, you know, it gets you going.
That's good.
Yeah. And
how did you find the amateur ranks? And, you know, did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy it all the way through? I think you had nine fights.
Yeah, yeah. No, the thing is, I didn't get a lot of amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only had 9 fights as an amateur, but won 5, if I'm not wrong. I won 5, mm-hmm. lost 4. You know, but you see, boxing is a lot of one-sided sometimes. You know, even if you beat a kid up, and you don't get decision. But it was good experience for me. I never thought I'll take it as a job, you mm-hmm. know, as I have done now. I just thought, you know, just it's better fun for me. Mm. Keep fit, some aside.
Brilliant. And when did you then make the decision to turn pro?
It was some kids that used to come in to spar with us from a pro gym. They used to come in and do some sparring with us, and they were quite good kids. Some of them were unbeaten as well. And, you know, sparring with them, and sometimes you got on top of them, and it kind of made you think, oh, if I can do it, if they can do it, then I can do it as well. Why not? I'll give it a go as well. So they kept coming back. We kept training and sparring with them kids, and they enjoyed the sparring. And I got offered, if you fancy going pro. I said, oh, really? Can I? Well, give it a go. Why not? See how it goes.
So all along, from what I'm gathering so far from your interview and from your questions, is you've never really shied away from it. You've been willingly open to any suggestions, and you're just taking whatever's come at you.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, because I'm one of them, you know, just want to get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say, oh, now this is what we're going to do. Yeah, I say, yeah, let's go. Let's get it done. And that's how I approached it.
Yeah, and that was back in 2009, 6th of December 2009, your first ever fight. How was that feeling, you know, the first proper pro fight? You know, you have your amateurs, that's a different, like we've mentioned, you know, in a pub and different side. You know, your first ever fight, pro terms, you know, how did that feel?
It was great. It was the best feeling ever. I'm not going to, you know, shy or lie about it. I even went in a bit of tears at the end of it. I couldn't believe, like, oh, I've turned pro and I've stopped a kid in first time, you know. I got a stoppage win in the 5th round, and it was just me turning pro. It was a big thing for me. You know, I had a lot of support that day. You know, everyone cheering you on and you performing. It was just amazing. I couldn't wait to get back out.
And straight away, you did that straight away. Within months, you were back in the ring again. and another technical knockout of Steve Spence.
Yeah, that was, I think, first round, 53 seconds, I think. And I still had the buzz in me.
I was just going to say, you've got two fights, two technical knockouts, right? And you're thinking to yourself, you know what, this professional act's amazing.
As soon as Bell went for it.
That's, well, you know, it shows